Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with your host from Ferg's, Mike Rickard.
Good morning and welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We'll try this again. Of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Body Armor, and our studios at Tropicana Field, downtown St. Petersburg, right across from where the Rays and the Jays will play Game 3 today. After it was an 8-2 win last night, 8-2 win, after getting shellacked on opening day. And, of course, so we'll see how the show goes. We're going to be stumbling, fumbling, and bumbling for the next couple of hours. And what we may end up doing, since we have so many guests, is we may end up having to rerun last week's second hour. We'll see how this goes. But hang with us, folks. We're going to talk Tampa Bay Rowdies are at home tonight at Al Lang Stadium. We're going to talk to Bob Putnam of Primetime Preps. Join us in our Body Armor High School headquarters. Alex Reba and Oscar Garner III. We'll talk March Madness, the Elite Eight that took place, the finale last night of the Elite Eight. You've got some great matchups. You've got Duke, NC State, Purdue taking on Tennessee, Clemson and Alabama. That's a great story, the Clemson Tigers. And then UConn, the preeminent favorites. They take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. And if there's anybody that can compete with the UConn Huskies, it is the Fighting Illini, and that
those games take place tonight and tomorrow. And then, as I mentioned, I'm not on now.
Actually, Mike, yes, you are. Skype is back up and running again. Go ahead, you're on Skype, sir.
Oh, we're on Skype. Right. Beautiful.
Locked in, ready to roll now.
Rock and roll. So now when you have a false start in track, mm-hmm, you have to get back in the blocks.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing.
That sounds good to me, Mike.
We're getting back in the blocks. Anyway, I was talking a little bit. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here at 13th and Central. And the beauty of it is all 104 televisions will be glued to March Madness. I love this time of year. You don't, but Elite Eight, you've got baseball starting.
It was opening day. The biggest day of the year should be a national holiday.
It must have been a big day because you weren't on the Seminole sidelines.
I was not.
You were in the Seminole dugout.
I took my father to the Rays game.
It was that's great tradition.
It was a lot of. That was my first time ever at an opening day, Mike. It was beautiful. It was great. All the bunting around the stadium, the new field, the pageantry of opening day was miraculous. Loved every minute of it. Except for the finale.
This is like a life experience to him. Joe Geiger is the same way. His family tailgates. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say that the greatest tailgate party was right here at Ferg's. You should have come over here.
I'm running from school trying to get over here. It's tough to try and make it that early. A 4 o'clock game for opening day. Push it back to 7 for us.
Well, I tell you what, it was a circus here, wasn't it, Joe? I mean, it was cool. You had music, you had wine, women, and song, music. You had a party, and then you had baseball across the street.
Well, they can't push us back to 7 because they can't even give us a night playoff game when we got one. So
that is true. I still remember.
You two
that.
Are such negative Nellies. Let's talk about 2024.
Hey,
we're one and one. We put an 8 spot on them last night, paying them back for the opener.
Flipped the script thanks to a Brandon Lau grand slam, his fourth of the career.
You were right there in right field.
Yep. Almost caught it. Not really.
Did knock down a couple little kids to get it.
I was like 8 sections over, but I was in right field.
You got to start throwing the elbows. I mean, Tropicana Field's probably...
To little kids?
Well, it's the nicest environment.
It's a grand slam. You got to do what you got to do.
Tropicana Field's very quiet, very peaceful, you know. You can sit there. You can relax. It's easy. We got to get a little muscle on our fan base here. We either got to lower the price of beers.
Is that what you're saying?
We got to get a little more life in our fans.
I would agree with that. Okay, as I said in the intro, we would be talking, of course, our Tampa Bay Rowdy segment, brought to you by our Body Armor Coca-Cola partners, as they are at Al Lang Stadium tonight. I'll have Joe look up who their opponent is. And then we'll talk to Alex Reba and Oscar Garner III. In the second hour, they'll break down March Madness, the Elite Eight, and who they think will get to the Final Four. And then you can hear that also on Big Monday. And that's on Mondays at from 6 to 8 on RadioSaintPete.com and our Florida Sports Streams channel. And then we'll talk to Bob Putnam, our partnership, Primetime Preps. He just went over the 1 million mark in 1 month of views, which is amazing for Primetime Preps. And another announcement, we will be doing Media Day over at Raymond James Stadium. We'll be involved in that. And that'll be at the end of July, and we'll do the Hillsborough County and the Pinellas County, so that'll be cool for our combined efforts. And then, of course, the Bucks, and we'll talk more about that. Very excited about that. And then we'll do a volleyball media day down here for the girls, as we've been doing football in the past. So we'll talk to Bob Putnam in this first hour. We'll talk to our good friend. We'll talk to our good friend Wyatt and Ross, and he. Hey, we're on the air here, pal. we got Brian here, and we got the mics open, and he's over here talking about cars and who's parking where and what did we do. Nothing like a great start to the show, guys, right?
I don't know. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling, Mike. It's another great day here. I mean, where would you rather be? It's opening weekend.
It's gorgeous.
You got the old gray lady in all of her glory. You got this wonderful day. There's no better place in America. That's why this is America's stadium.
All right, so we've gathered ourselves. We got through the technical difficulties. Now let's get back to the routine of the show. And, of course, every week, the godfather of soccer in this area, godfathers, David Wilson and Jim Hart join us. And they're on hold. And then we've got a gentleman. And of course, they call him his podcast is The Whale, so I can't wait to talk to this cat. So let's move into our Body Armor Coca-Cola Beverages Rowdy's report. And how are you, gentlemen?
Great.
This show will go a lot smoother because we've had every curb thrown at us for the opener. That's just the reality of doing live radio down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from Tropicana Field. It's a lot of fun, but sometimes it's a challenge. So let's bring some calm to it and have some fun. So Bobby's at home tonight.
Yep, we got it. Dave's with us too. And so listen, let's get to the Rowdies. Is it possible to have a must-win game in the third game of the year?
Maybe.
Are you one of those fans?
Well, listen, I'm a Tampa Bay Rowdies fan, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies have not won a game yet this year. So they played. They have not lost the game, but they still haven't won. And unfortunately, in a 12-team division, they're sitting at number 11 right now. Now, if you are just any other team, you're like, okay, you know, it's been rough. Well, things will get better. If you're the Rowdies, you've got to do something about this. And so there's some news to report. The Rowdies have done something about it. It's very interesting. So let me give you the quick rundown today. Dave, do you want to say anything before I get into the nuts and bolts of the game tonight?
How about hello? Yeah, happy Easter weekend.
Yeah, I only wanted to let Mike know that his intro, though, is I look at it as Jim Hart is the godfather, and I'll just be the godson.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Who the hell am I? Fredo?
David's Tom.
Yeah.
David's Tom.
You guys gonna dump me in the bay sometime when I get done doing these segments?
Be careful, we'll see how buddy. You do. Watch your back. So let's get into the game. So, first of all, the 2022 league MVP, Leo Fernandez, didn't play a minute. Well, he played at the very end last year. He came back from a tough Achilles heel rupture. But he is not back to full fitness. He's made two guest appearances or substitute appearances in the first two games. So the first thing people are looking at is, tonight will Leo return to the lineup? I spoke with Ryan Helfrich this morning and got some inside scoop. And the one piece, though, that he couldn't answer is he doesn't know if Leo's starting. We won't know until about an hour before the game. If Leo comes back, that's going to be good for the Rowdies. But here's the next piece. The Rowdies, in their first two games, like Dave said, they didn't lose one, but they didn't win one. They've lost the lead late twice. So what did they do? They went out and signed a defender. One of the leading defenders on the league champion last year, Phoenix, Eddie Menjava, and he is supposed to be in the starting lineup tonight. So if you're the Rowdies and you don't win the first two games, what do? You go to the league champion and sign one of their defenders. That's a power move. It's exciting. And couldn't come in a moment too soon because tonight they're playing Rhode Island. And Rhode Island signed last year's league-leading scorer, Albert Dikwa from Pittsburgh. And he scored two last week for Rhode Island. So it will potentially size up as Albert Dikwa versus Eddie Menjava, the new signing of the Rowdies, straight off the Phoenix roster tonight. That could be very interesting. Could make for a great game. Robbie Nielsen, the new coach, a little bit under the gun tonight. We'll see what happens.
Well, I was going to agree with you from that perspective. And of course, you know, they're owned by the Rays, and they're known for making moves throughout the course. They're very fluid of making moves that will help them build a team. And so it sounds like they're doing that early. And as you did say, you know, with Coach Collins taking off, there might be a little skepticism of how this season gets started, and the fan base could be a few rumblings, but again, I'll say it's very early in the year, and everybody should have optimism and have a great Easter party down there, and they'll get their first win. How's that?
Sounds good. David, you want to chime in?
No, I look at it a different perspective. I think, Jim, that too, that they have not lost this year. All right, so they have no blemish on their record at all right now. We're only two games in right now. They're not in a situation where they're like, oh, my gosh, we have to win because we've lost the first two. A win is just going to put them, you know, jump them up the seedings right now or the place where they are right now. But it's not do or die for me at all.
All right, gentlemen. Okay. Well, let's shift gears and let's head over to a different time zone and my neck of the woods, St. Louis. I'm a Cubs fan, but I love the Cardinals, and being from Des Moines, I spent a lot of time in St. Louis, and now he's the whale of St. Louis, Kevin Whalen. I love that moniker, my friend, and I welcome you to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and our Tampa Bay Rowdies Coca-Cola Body Armor segment. But what I typically do, since I know very little about the world of soccer, my mentors are on the other two lines. I'm going to turn it over to Jim Hart. But I want to thank you for bringing your wisdom and your incredible background to a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. And Mike.
So, Kevin.
Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. I better be.
You're well certified, pal. You're well certified. I came all the way from the St. Louis to voice that to you, baby. Way to go, Mike.
But Jim said you would be a lot of fun. You can come sit next to me anytime down here across from Tropicana Field and have some fun.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling that, Mike, I got to just call it. Congratulations. You are the first person outside the city of St. Louis to be whale certified. I know that means a lot to you, Mike.
Well, since I'm so close to the water down there where I live, yeah, I'm well certified. That's cool.
Well, listen, Kevin Whalen is a character, and he played soccer for Terry Mickler, one of our previous guests on this segment, way back in the 70s. He's a goalkeeper, and he started a podcast about a year ago, and now he is a sensation in St. Louis. He's with us now, and he's making the High School Champions League one of his main focuses. So, Kevin, tell the Tampa Bay area a little about yourself and why the High School Champions League is of such interest to you.
Well, it came to where if you're from St. Louis, you got it. What high school did you go to? Okay, that's a big thing. And so what kind of what kind of sports did you play? Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-bang. And then if you are getting into the nuts and bolts of, just by saying that I'm from CBC and I played soccer, that's certification right then and there. That anywhere you go, doors open, trunks open, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-bang, you're the guy. And that's what I am, that I wasn't allowed to be able to play in the college game. I was able to play in a top-flight amateur league and so forth, but we lost in the final. So, you know, when you win, you get everything. If you lose, you go home. And that's what I bring to the high school champions league all over this country, is that, hey, man, I'm too poor to pay attention, so I'm not going to be able to pay to play. But I'm going to be able to outwork everybody to play. And that's what I've done. I've worked all my life to be able to play. And that the whole story is a very simple one. Bring it. Bring your shine, man. And as you well know, the godfather of death, he's my shoe shine Johnny. The guy knows everything. And so when he brought this, I said, this is it, man. This is it. That forget about all this other stuff where you can, hey, you could be homeschooled and be the Champions League. You could be a champ. And that it's a pathway, just a couple games to get into that state tournament. To be able to really say, hey, I was the best in town and out of town. And that's what I would, that's why I'm here. I believe I am here to shine the light nationally. To be able to say, hey, man, you know that South Florida? Come on. Come to the Midwest. Go out west. Go up east. You know, that they say, St. Louis is the soccer capital of the United States. Well, let's say, hey, everybody's got a beacon, man. Everybody's got a soccer capital of the United States called high school. And so if you're the best high schooler in South Florida, you're pretty much going to be a national ranked type of powerhouse. And lastly, to say, hey, man, the internationals are coming in to play the ball in this country because there ain't nobody working to play, man. They're just going through the motions. Well, this Champions League says it all, that, hey, you come and work to play.
Love it. David.
I love everything you say, and I think that's what Jim and I started with here. And our whole purpose was to give it a showcase event to kids that couldn't afford it and make it something that was special for them and just find out what the best team really is in the whole Tampa Bay area. And now to start in that other places is great to see.
Way to go, David. I've been a big fan of yours from afar. And the whole story goes is that when you are that player, boy or girl, man or woman, you raise the level of all your teammates to make that a team. But undeniably, there is one that comes from the rest. And that's what I offer all the young men and women. Hey, man, be the best that you can be, and let the sky's the limit. The sky's always the limit, man, guaranteed. But, my gosh, man, you don't have to leave nothing on that field. And that's the beauty of being at CBC, is that you never left anything. You gave it your all. And when you go about, people say, hey, that guy's about something. That gal, these other schools, they say, that girl's about something, because your reputation precedes you. And I want to thank Mike for getting the dude named the Godfather, my shoe shine Johnny, and David. the way, the avenue to bring this all. This is not something that just somebody slept and oh, here it is. This has been years in the making, decades in the making. This is the prize, baby. This is the prize. And I'm so fortunate and grateful that you all are on that journey to extraordinary with me, man.
Well, those are some kind words down here. I know that, you know, Perry raves about his hometown, St. Louis, and I know quite a bit about that that environment. I applaud you. You know, I grew up just up in Iowa in the 70s. We didn't even have soccer in that state. But no. And I didn't realize that St. Louis at that time was a hotbed, and you guys were pretty much leading the way in the Midwest of pioneering it, which is pretty cool.
Amen, brother. Amen. And I guarantee that everyone in St. Louis now is scanning left, right, around, because it's all over, and we've kind of lost our luster. And that is when Jim brought that up to St. Louis. Harry brought it up to St. Louis. That united everybody. It was a magnificent, it's just magnificent to be in the start of that, because that fire is burning, man. It's going to go and go and go. We're excited.
Well, I'm excited to know when you're going to come down here and all of us can be on the air live down here, where it's a little warmer than where you're at right now. One of these days, come on down and we'll have a great time and maybe catch a Rowdies game as well.
Well, I could fly down, but nobody would allow me to drive down. They leave the car in the garage.
Well, first of all, that's not a bad thing. I've driven from Iowa many times. You don't want to drive that route, that ride. Yeah, you're better off catching a quick Southwest Airlines, $140 bucks, and maybe we'll find a sponsor to pick up your tab.
Well, get a sponsor. And if I may say thank you, Mike, for I had supposed to have it down in my notes. But this thing is going to take off, man, with national sponsorships. That, you know, we get local, we go local, but then it becomes a national sponsorship to say, who is the best high school team in America? And Mike, you may be the key holder of that sponsor.
Well, you never know. We put our heads together, and we've got plenty of decades of experience between the four of us. That's either good or bad. I call it wisdom, right, fellas? It's not age; it's wisdom.
Boom.
You got any more questions, Jim? I lost a little time because of our technical difficulties. You got
no
any more
worries.
Questions, you fellas?
I'll throw it to Dave for the final word.
You always give me the final word. I think we're absolutely correct. Kevin's absolutely right. I think that this Champions League building and going national and having areas all over the place are just going to make high school soccer even more relevant, but also more exciting. And the kids that have gone away from it because of MLS or MLS Next, you know, are going to say that, you know, hey, I want to be part of this. All right, it's a really great thing, and it's. You know, it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun to do, too.
Mike, we can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, I want to I'll reach out to you because I've got a streaming platform, Florida Sports Streams, down here, and it's a channel on our platform, RadioSaintPete.com. I'd like to grab your podcast so people can hear about the whale down here, and you and I'll talk about that off air here next week.
Oh man, that's off the charts, baby! Yeah, just go to Whale Certified Podcast. It'll drop up. It will pop up.
You might be the whale, but as far as I'm concerned, you sound like Wolfman Jack.
Palumbo, you're Whale Certified Hall of Famer. Holy cow, way to go, Mike.
All right, my man. Have a happy Easter, all you guys. Appreciate taking time to join us on our Tampa Bay Rowdies Body Armor Coca-Cola segment, which you have each and every week. Go Rowdies. A must win, according to Jim Hart today. You know, Jim Hart would fit in right with you guys. That negativity that you exude about the baseball season starting.
No, I mean, all right.
I must win.
It's opening day. I think opening day is always a must win. You're trying to set the tone for not only the team, setting it for the fans.
Maybe there's too much emotion involved.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of it, Mike. It's the pageantry of opening day. You have the bunting around the stadium. You have all the you announce their names.
Pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, you know, it's a good time, and it's one of those things that you really need to win. And I think the Rays did exactly what they needed to do after an 8-2 loss. You flip the script, and you give it right back to them with an 8-2 victory over the Blue Jays. So, I mean, these are two great ball clubs, two amazing ball clubs. And anytime you're out here at the Old Gray Lady at America's Ballpark, you're in for a good time. God. And I'm going to keep selling that, Mike. This is America's Ballpark.
I'll have some T-shirts made up for you. Well, talking about flipping the script, how about people that are actually going to your webpage over a million times? And that's our partner, and he's Bob Putnam. And he's kind enough to take a little time out before a little family get together today so we can highlight that milestone, that momentous journey that you've taken since your Tampa Bay Times. But that's bigger than people realize, Bob Putnam. Why don't you go ahead and toot your own horn, and thanks for joining us down here today, and looking forward to our future together. But I want to make sure that you're loud and proud, and I don't think people realize the amount of work and diligence that is taken to get you to that milestone.
So in the past month, I hit a million page views on the website. So that was a pretty big milestone, and happy I was able to accomplish that.
Well, happy. It's the hard work, and the people don't realize the number of hours that you put in to get where you are as far as the preeminent leader for high school sports, if not in the state of Florida, certainly the entire Gulf Coast. And again, I applaud you. I'm looking forward to our alliance. Let's talk a little bit about the rankings right now, because it looks like the Patriots are in the house. Pinellas Park Patriots are going to be on next, Bob, and we'll have a little conversation with them. Let's talk about your rankings that you were working on this week.
Well, these are the ones that the Florida High School Athletic Association puts out, and they're the ones that will determine some playoff spots, seedings, and even some playoff berths too. And in softball, the big one was in a class 6A, in the region that has there's Bloomingdale, which is undefeated, Wiregrass Ranch, also undefeated, and Eastlake, which has one loss. So that's going to be a super competitive region in class 6A. And in baseball, in 5A, one of the interesting ones is, Jesuit, Seminole, and Northeast are all among the top three in the region. Northeast was number three going into this week, but they beat Seminole, and Jesuit did lose a game this week. So it'll be interesting to see, does Northeast climb not just ahead of Seminole, but also ahead of Jesuit, and claim the top spot in that region, because they've been really hot right now, Northeast.
Well, they're building a heck of a football program there with Sean Davis, but I didn't realize that they were that deep in the world of baseball. That's great to see the Vikings having that success.
Yeah, they've got a really good pitcher, Corey Guinzer. He had a perfect game. He started out the season great, perfect game, and a win over Sarasota. And he's kind of carried them. And even some of their losses have been close, too. They only had they lost by a run to Calvary Christian earlier this year as well. So they played well against tough competition.
Anything else on the horizon? I know you got to get to a family gathering. And we'll meet next week, you and I, and do some more concrete planning. Looking forward to launching our show. And that'll be on Wednesdays, folks, on our RadioSaintPete.com platform on Florida Sports Streams. And that's Primetime Preps, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection High School Headquarters Show. That'll have Brad Richardson and Bob Putnam, two guys that have dedicated their lives to covering high school sports. And I'm just excited about the depth of the sports we're going to cover. Here we are talking baseball, softball, but you're touching on every sport. Last week we talked lacrosse. We'll talk track and field, swimming.
We're going to talk bowling.
We'll be talking bowling. By the way, Bob, you haven't met Ben Botham yet. You will, but he is the head bowling coach for his Seminole Warhawks. As well as an assistant baseball coach, but he was the inaugural season as a bowling coach and knew nothing about the sport. But we'll be talking bowling, too.
I knew Kingpin and the Big Lebowski, Mike. That's all you really need to know.
That's right. But that's the depth of the coverage you provide, right?
Yeah, actually, my dad was a very big bowler, and my brother, too. My brother actually bowled two perfect games in
the
league.
Assistant coach?
So.
Yeah. Here, Ben said he wants you to be his assistant. He wants to get your brother as an assistant coach.
coming up this week, or not this week, but the following week, starts the playoffs and lacrosse and flag football. So that'll be coming up as well here soon, too.
Well, good. Well, you can go to Primetime Preps, of course. That's Bob Putnam's website. We're going to be melding our social media. We're going to create a Facebook page, and then like we are today with the Patriots from of course Pinellas Park, and we're going to have wrestlers down next week. Each and every week, we'll have one to two teams down here, and you guys will be talking high school sports. Have a great Easter, my friend. I look forward to our meeting next week, and. Keep kicking butt. 1 million views, a very, very impressive milestone that you passed this week. I applaud you.
Well, thanks so much, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, he's Bob Putnam. That's pretty impressive. 1 million?
1 million.
That tells you we're heading in the right direction. He's a genius. He's realized the passion that people have in high school sports, and they can't get it around this area.
Yeah, there was a void left after Bright House left, I mean, I remember growing up, and you could watch high school games every single week on Bright House Sports Network.
Well, and he was a specific writer for the Tampa Bay Times. They had a column, and then they just wiped those guys away. Hey, something else if you're looking for, and that's an affordable golf cart that doesn't break the bank. Which is hard to believe these days. But we got some flyers down there. I think they got one.
Oh, yeah, I see them there. You even got little keychains, too.
Well, they've got one for right here. This is my kind of price, my man.
Hey, this is my kind of thing, keychains.
$3,300, and that's what I've been talking about the last few weeks that we've been promoting these guys.
That's a great deal.
Well, and you get 10% off. You get 10% off if you mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection or On the Tee Florida. And as I've said, you can take that and accessorize it. Add another $300 if that was your budget. $300 in accessories can go a long way. And these guys, I'm looking forward to a long relationship with Tim and the gang. The reason they can do that, they don't have the brick and mortar. They don't have to worry about the overhead. They're in Plant City. They'll go out. It's almost like search. They'll go out and find the cart that you want.
Really?
Guy like you, you want it all pimp daddy so you can drive down to Madeira Beach.
You got it, Mike.
For the ladies. I know what you want the horn, it honks, the whole deal. That's what you'll be looking for.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking for everything, Mike. I love a good golf cart. Maybe take it on down here to St. Pete, see a good old Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
No. You would. It'd be one of your many stops. That would be dangerous, a golf cart in your hands on Madeira Beach or down here.
Hey, Mike, I drive a golf cart every day at work, so if I could get one for house, I'm all for it.
So you're actually have a golf cart driver's license.
I am an avid golf cart driver, and it sounds like they got the best deals in town here. So
in the area, man, I'm telling you right now, we'll have them out some of our golf tournaments for par three opportunity to win one of these great golf carts from our good partners at On the Job Carts LLC. All right, let's go to Wyatt Ross, our young, I guess he is our correspondent for the red hot Tampa Bay Lightning right now, is listening to Paul Porter. He did a superb job this morning, by the way. Had a conversation with an NBA official and who's just a very, very bright man. And but Paul Porter also is the voice of the Orlando Magic, and they're in the hunt for that playoff position. You're nodding your head. You don't even know.
Hey, it's basketball.
But I like the way that you nod your head.
You shoot it, you dunk it. Alley-oop.
Great job, baseball, Ben Botham.
Hey, I got it all. I got the vernacular ready to go.
Well, let's talk some hockey. And he's got the vernacular, and he's done a superb job. And he's in our I'm going to call him our own Wyatt Ross. What's going on, young man? I missed you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm excited to get back to it.
It's been a minute, as the kids say these days. So let's talk about this red-hot Tampa Bay Lightning of late. And they keep accumulating the points to protect that wild card position. Let's talk about the week that was and the week ahead.
Yeah, so the red-hot Bolts, they went to L.A. this last Saturday, but the week didn't start off too hot. Started off with a 4-3 overtime loss, and that ended a five-game win streak. But continued our point streak to six, which will be important later. The Lightning did battle back to force overtime. They were down 3-1 with about 5 minutes left in the game. Goal scorers were Adrian Kempe, Brandon Point, Trevor Moore, Mikey Anderson, and then Steven Stamkos with two in the last 5 minutes, his last goal coming within the last minute to force overtime. However, Vladislav Gavrikov got the OT winner. Vassie also had a rough night, only stopping 19-23 for an 8.26 save percentage. And as I mentioned, this ended our five-game win streak, but continued the point streak to six, which is important because we got that point streak to seven when we went to Anaheim for the 3-2 overtime win on Sunday. Some back-to-back action, and the Lightning got the big overtime win. They extended their point streak to seven games, as mentioned. Goal scorers were Johnston, who scored his first goal in 2 years, but the party ended there as Duclair and Glendening got two. Minchikov tied it up, and Cirelli got the OT winner. Bounced back for the OT gang. Awesome game from Johansson, stopping 30-32 for a 9.38 save percentage. And then we took on the Bruins. If anyone checked out that game, we know it was a great game for the Bolts. Extended the point streak to eight games. They took down the Kings of the Atlantic. And the goal scorers were Chafee, Heinen, Pointer, and then Kucherov with the empty netter. Vassie stellar, stopping all but one of 24 for a 9.58 save percentage. And the Bolts moved 8-1-1 in their last 10. Ever since the trade deadline, Duclair has been hot. Dumba's been solid on D. And the Bolts just continue this win streak. Look at the road ahead. They play the New York. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, would you call that Bruins game a signature win for this time of the year? I would think so.
Oh, absolutely. Took down first place in the Atlantic. The Bruins were red hot going into that game as well. And we got awesome goaltending, great defense, and some great goal scoring. Were you able to check out that game?
No, I was channel surfing, but I'm a March Madness fanatic this time of year too.
Okay. Who's your favorite to win it all now? I know we're in the Elite Eight, right? We're working on the Sweet 16.
Well, my favorite, well, I'll go with chalk. Oh, my God, there's the lovely Judy Botham. She's gracing us this morning. Anyway, Wyatt, you got to go with UConn. But there's been so many upsets. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a Big Ten guy. I would like to see Purdue win it all, but I don't know. UConn's just a juggernaut.
It's tough to stop Zach Edey in the paint, right?
Well, when you're 7 foot nine, no, he's 7 foot four, presence like that, and he's been there so many times. Yeah, it is tough to stop. Geez, your diversity of sports is pretty impressive. You're going to be giving us some raise updates as well. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
For our audience that don't follow hockey that in depth, how do you accumulate points? Is it basically just on a goal scored?
Are you talking about points for players or for the team?
For the team, for the standings.
For the standings. So a win in regulation, which is there's three periods of 20 minutes. Okay. After that third period, the last 20 minutes, if you have more goals than the other team, you get 2 points. Now, if it's tied after those 60 minutes, each team gets 1 point, and they go into overtime, which is a five-minute period where teams play three-on-three. Normally, it's five-on-five. And if you score in overtime, you get the extra point to go to two. But if you lose in overtime, you still get that 1 point since you were tied after what they call regulation.
Well, you know what? Superb job, because we're talking about that on Paul Porter's home team show. So many people that watch the sport and act like they know, you know, how their points are accumulated, but they don't. But thank you for clarifying that, young man. So what's this week look like?
Yeah, so it's a really busy week this week. Starts off tonight in New York against the Islanders. Then we'll travel to Detroit on Monday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We play at home tonight against the Islanders. Then we welcome the Detroit Red Wings on Monday. Then we go for a little Canadian road trip, Toronto on Wednesday and Montreal on Thursday. And we round out a busy five-game week in Pittsburgh on Saturday, my Pittsburgh Penguins. No, I'm kidding.
You are a Penguin fan. Your family's from that area, aren't they?
Yes, my dad is from about 2 hours out of Pittsburgh, so I've been watching them struggle all year long. At least the Bolts are doing good for me.
So you got two teams. You're kind of like me. Since I moved down here, I've kind of adopted, you know, Bucks and Rays and Lightning, but I still have my Midwest roots and the teams that I follow. But that makes it a lot of fun. So when are you going to start giving us some Rays updates as well? When you start that process after you get out of school?
Oh, I got some Rays updates right here. I'm ready.
Okay, you got 2 minutes. Fire away.
Yeah, so they're 1-1 right now. It was a little bit of a rough first game on opening day for MLB, an 8-2 loss to the Blue Jays. But then we rebounded right back on Friday with an 8-2 win of our own. Yandy Diaz has been hot, 5.56 batting average, and he's already got a home run. So a rough first game, but then a great rebound, and they played again today at 4:10 against none other than the Blue Jays at home. So if anyone's able to go down there and cheer on the Rays, hopefully they can move to a winning record and move up in the standings a little bit.
Well, I got two baseball fanatics sitting in front of me. And, in fact, Joseph was at the game last night sitting in right field and was just inches away from getting a grand slam ball as well. So, well, Wyatt, you wish your family a very happy Easter. We appreciate you taking time to join us each and every Saturday when you're available, and it's been refreshing, and looking forward to the future, young man. You have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too. Happy Easter.
All right, my man. So, your lovely mom brings me some treats.
She certainly does. Yeah, she certainly did. We got a little Easter basket for you, all kinds of pizzelles, cookies, some banana bread, everything you need.
All right, we got to take a top of the hour break. We will roll into the second hour with a great high school body armor conversation, Brad Richardson, and of course the Pinellas Park Patriots in the house. And then we'll switch gears and we'll talk baseball and we'll talk Elite Eight. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Body Armor, Coca-Cola.